Praise the Lord and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's very grateful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Glory, hallelujah, what a mighty God we serve. Praise your holy name, Lord Jesus. And I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. May the Lord help the saints to stand fast and fight the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come with my prayer. May the Lord bless you and all the saints everywhere. And Maranatha.
The Lord is good, his mercy endureth forever. Y'all look lively now. Not because of me, because of the God who called you. We should do that, right? I will hold you to it. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you. We exalt and extol thy name. Here we are, Lord God. Help us to present our bodies in righteousness. Help me, Jesus, be a faithful servant this hour. We would glorify you, Lord. Help us now. How else should I pray, Lord? We do need you desperately. Let your fear be upon us in thy dread, O God. Order our steps in your word. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. One of the things I'm thinking about is Moses and the children of Israel. They'd come out of Egypt. The Lord brought them out, stretched out on mighty hand about 3 months. And then he appeared to them out of Mount Sinai. It was quite a sight. Smoking and burning and quaking and shaking. You can read it in Exodus 19. What Moses said was, I exceedingly quake, fear and quake. Of course, Moses wasn't the only one. All the people of God saw that and they heard that and they were afraid. And so Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake at that sight. And God called him up to the mountain. How about that? Now, I'm thinking about, you know, the fear of God, not as taught by the precept of man. We need God's fear. And we need to pray for it. We don't need to pray for it silently. Now, you can take that or leave it. We need to pray for God for fear. We need to cry loud. See? That's what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Because, you know, all that God has done for us, all that he's done for his people, their response usually is not very good. And you can reprove, instruct, and they don't receive it very good. There's something in them that says, no God, no God, no God. So we need to ask God to help us. Of course, I do fear when I stand up here. One thing is I believe us to be God's people. See, I have faith for that. I can't do it on my own. It's just my testimony. It goes with God sending me. God calling me to preach. I believe that since I belong to him, I preach to his people. So that goes along with me believing that you're God's people. So as honorary as some of you are, still I have to deal with you like you're God's people. I can't say, well, that Neil, I'm going to whack him across the head and drag him through the mud. No. I have to put that aside. That's, you know, he's a child of God. He's God's anointed. All right? And that's how Moses looked at God's people. Can you remember Moses' response when God said, get out of my way, Moses, let me wipe them out? Moses' heart was such that he stood in the gap for them. See, that he was a meek man. Yeah, God loved meek. Meek and quiet spirit, he just loves it. Absolutely. David had such a heart. Absolutely. Yeah, for God's people. Even Saul hunted him down like a dog. But he knew that God had called him. Though he did rend the kingdom from Saul, but In David's heart and mind, he was God's anointed. And though Saul hunted him down like a dog and considered David an enemy, David wouldn't touch him. Even when given the opportunity, David wouldn't do it. See, what we are to learn from this is heart after God, not vengeance and spite and envy and malice. That's not God's heart. God's heart is love and kindness and compassionate and mercy. Though he's righteous, though. He don't wink. He hates evil. Yes, amen. And even with all of that, he still managed to love us. So this is the heart of God. It's easy for us to find some fault or either real or imagined in someone, so we think we don't have to love them. What's in folk has nothing to do with God's commandment for us to love them. We should understand that. Then we would stop looking at that. We would just say, hey, we're God's people. So why would I look for a reason not to love God's people? But naturally, that's what we do. Hallelujah. We have opportunity to show God all kind of love. How would we do it? I see. Well, at least Edie's going to answer up. Some of us aren't going to answer up, but, you know, we have opportunity to answer, but we won't. Jesus said, if I being your Lord and Master have washed your feet. He washed his disciples' feet. He humbled himself. Yeah. Some take, thank you, Lord. Take joy in skirting around that. I've had them tell me, no, I'm not going to help you. I'll help Brother Steph. Why do you keep saying that? Well, it's pertinent. That's why I keep saying it. I'm not bitter. Praise the Lord. But, you know, I bring up things that we've experienced, that we've seen, and we soon forget. Brother Stair talked about all the hosts of men that stood by his side, held up his hand. And then at the next breath, he talks about all that left. That don't mean anything to us. Well, help us, Father. Help us, Lord. I mean, they said, you know, I got a witness. That's why I'm here. And I believe you's the prophet. That's why I'm here. And that didn't last. Well, that should cause us to fear. Really, it should. It shouldn't anyway bring us to pride and arrogance. It should not, but lo and behold. In fact, it should bring us to fear. It should bring us to steadfastness, pressing and striving. But Lord, whenever I talk about pressing, striving, I feel the Spirit. Y'all say, well, you know, no need for me to do that. Don't you see I'm here? See? Well, it's still in the book. Strive ye. Huh? Yeah, that's what the book says about it. Y'all want to hear what God said about your nonchalance? Are there few that be saved? He says, strive ye. And the reason you need to strive, because many are going to seek to enter in, and they will not be able. I know you said, well, that's not me. I see. Few be saved. Well, a few. Are there few that be saved? Well, strive ye. Many shall seek to enter in. They won't be able. Why not? Well, they'll try to do it by their own works. They'll try to do it in their own wisdom. You know, when we come in here and don't present ourselves to hear what the Spirit says, then we're in our own wisdom. We're wise in our own conceit. Well, y'all answer me honestly. Does it happen?
Yes.
Okay, then. Then we ought to fear. Do I make my case?
Yes.
Then we ought to fear. Are you one of the ones that do it? Then you ought to doubly fear. See? All we like preaching, we just don't like to do it. That's it, all the way through the book. They come and they say, well, we're God's people and we want to hear God's word. As far as we're going, though. We're not going to be fervent.
Thank you, Jesus.
Absolutely not.
Hallelujah.
We're not going to do it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right? Just preach to us.
Amen.
But we ain't going to do it.
Thank you,
y'all know this is in the book?
Yes.
Well, they should cause us to fear.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Run. We're running. I find it in Hebrews. We're running the race. And the race is not to the swift.
Amen.
It's to the endure.
Amen.
It's to the finisher.
Yes, Lord.
And you see, we can put it in any life. All the fine men that have come here and didn't finish. Now, they won't agree that they didn't finish. That's because they didn't finish. Okay. Now, I agree I haven't finished. Now, of course, I haven't finished. But I'm in the race, though. Understand that. I'm in the race. Hallelujah. It's the race that God put us in. And we are to run it with patience. To do that, we have to keep our eyes on the prize. It says, looking unto Jesus. That's how we run the race with faith. When we think about hoarding stuff or whatever we do that's not after God, then we aren't keeping our eyes on the prize. You know, the prize of the high calling. A high calling of God. Well, where do you think it is? Well, that's where God put everything. That's where he put you. That's because he loves you. He wants to keep you. Y'all see the way he put everything in Christ. All the wisdom, all the power, all the redemption, all the sanctification. Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, dear Lord.
Everything. So, you know, the difference, you know, when I see us do contrary, or when I myself do contrary, then these things have some bearing on me, you know. If not, then I'd come up here and I'd look sorry too. And I'd act like God done nothing for me. And I'd say, what do you mean, get fervent? I'd say that. I'd say, don't you like my nonchalance, God? Yeah, I would actually say that. Yes, I would. Some of you all say it too. But you're not going to move. You're not going to move. Huh? Aren't you satisfied with my nonchalance? No. Huh? How about my disobedience, God? Huh? How about my pulling back?
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Thank you, Jesus. Bless your Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul.
I'm just asking. Y'all can answer every how you want to. Okay? I don't have, I'm not keeping your faith back.
Amen.
Huh? Y'all answer these questions the way that you want to. Okay? We do answer them, you know.
Hallelujah, amen.
We do answer. Thank you, Sister Bekia. You know, sometimes when we have opportunity, some of us, we talk. Don't we, David? Yeah, true. See, I got a witness this morning, especially when we shouldn't. Talking says quite a bit. Well, you're talking, Pastor Rice. Well, I am. Y'all forgive me?
Hallelujah!
But see, I have authority.
Yes.
And I have purpose, and it's not mine.
Amen.
Much of our talking, we have no authority, and the purpose is ours. No good. No good. No good. No good. No good. So if we're going to talk, maybe make sure that we're speaking on behalf of Jesus Christ. Or at least that our speech is commensurate,
yes,
or agreeable, compatible,
amen,
with the word.
Yes, yes.
Huh? Know that there is a commandment about every idle word.
Oh, yes.
The answer is we'll have to give account for it. Not for the one that your neighbor speak, for the one that you speak.
Yes.
Because they come out of your heart.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaking. If we're going to sit and talk and never say Jesus Christ is Lord,
amen,
never any salt in it. Come on, saints.
Amen.
It's the spirit, you understand.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We can pick any subject and put salt in. And we can talk about things holy, things celestial, and have no salt in it. It's done all the time. Today is Sunday. They'll do plenty of it. Huh? They'll talk about the eternal God. They'll talk about the blessed Savior.
Yes.
No salt.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
Ye are the salt of the earth.
Yes, Lord.
So let's make sure that when we open our mouth, we speak with salt. I think there's a scripture like that. Let your speech be with grace, seasoned with salt. You hear me, brother? If you're going to talk, make sure it's with grace, seasoned with salt, not just everything that comes to the mind. Are we supposed to check it out? Huh? Where's your ID, thought? Where you come from? Huh? That's what you're supposed to do. Absolutely. Huh? Identify yourself. Who sent you? Come on. That's what we're supposed to do. So since there's some fear of God in me, I look differently at all this stuff we say. Yeah, I admonish us all the time. Be careful. Yeah. I don't even look, and I'm amazed at the things I hear. And what do you think? I say, I don't know about that. Absolutely. I'm not looking for that. My eyes on the prize. I'm looking for a city with foundation, whose building maker is God. I got nowhere else to go. I got to call it. Hey, y'all help me this morning. Now, as you apply yourself to God, he'll put some fear on you. He can't save you otherwise. It is the very beginning of wisdom. Huh? And to depart from evil is understanding. We have to, you know, believe God can help us to hate evil. Yeah. If we believe he can save us, we'll have to believe that. Every man know where evil is?
Yes.
Make sure you understand. Make sure you understand that. And then you can hate the evil. Huh? Otherwise, you won't deal with it righteously.
Amen.
To hate evil is to love righteousness.
Amen.
To love righteousness is to hate evil.
Amen.
Again, you can only love one.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
We can't serve two masters.
True.
No man.
Amen.
No, not even you can serve two masters.
Amen.
Huh? The master will be the one you lean to, the one you hold on, the one you trust. And all men don't trust God.
Amen.
Even though they know God and have been known of God, still they won't trust him.
Amen.
Of course, they don't think it's a big thing. You know. You know, I just don't trust God. Shame on you. Well, who do you trust then? Huh? Y'all tell me that. If you don't trust God, then who do you trust? In whom do you trust? In whom do you trust? Whatever the answer is, see if he can help you.
Amen.
When you have trouble.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Yes.
Y'all can look live in here.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
He is my helper.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. So I exceedingly fear and quake as well.
Yes. Amen.
It's not always received that way. Of course, I understand it. You know, if Jesus Christ, the express image of the invisible God, came down and looked men in the eye and told them the truth, and they disdained him, then what do you think is going to happen to me? Huh? Well, still, you shouldn't do it. Hey, y'all look at me this morning. Look me in the eye. Still, you shouldn't do it. Huh? Because the same fate will happen to you. Come on. You still shouldn't do it. Come on. I know men have done it, but don't do it. What you should understand, that they did it because of the evil and wickedness in it. Well, what happens when you do it? What happens when you present yourself in here and won't hear what the Spirit says? Won't even apply yourself to come on in? Huh? Won't look the preacher in the eye? Won't say, huh? What's going on with you? The same. Somebody said the same thing. Absolutely. I ain't going to back up.
Amen. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We'll go to hell with that, everybody but me.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. That's the truth. True.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, they're tired.
Thank you, Lord.
I'll be done shortly.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm just going to repeat myself.
Brother.
You understand that?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We must do more than just give lip service to the fear of God.
Amen.
Oh, I fear God. And, you know, when he presents himself to you, you disdain him. If you don't think that I'm God sent, don't be here. It's just foolish. You believe that I'm a preacher sent from God, and you come in here and you mock me and you look at me. Why? You're double-minded.
Amen. True.
Unstable.
Yes.
In all of your ways.
Yes.
Don't think you're going to receive anything
Amen.
From God.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
What happened, Charlene?
Hallelujah.
What'd you say?
I said, be careful.
What does that mean?
Be careful.
No, what does it mean? What's coming out of your heart when you say be careful?
The judgments that get made back of me on everybody else. Be careful what you're saying.
We mock you, they mock you.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just warning. You mocking me won't stop me.
Amen.
You will not prevent God, but no, you won't. You can do
thank
nothing
you,
against
Jesus.
The truth.
Thank you,
and I'm not afraid of your mocking.
Amen.
Huh? You're not going to back me up. You're not going to turn me around. And you're not going to get me on your side. You can just go to hell. Can't you all see how foolish it is for you to stand in the presence of God and mock? You don't y'all know God's not mocked? And if this is not an operation of God, why are you here?
Amen.
You again, you're double minded.
Amen. True.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Where is the fear of the Lord?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
People come in here and go to sleep. They come in here and their mind go everywhere. Huh?
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, just understand, I'm just doing what God would have me to do.
Yes.
My hope is in God.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah, we should be careful.
Yes.
All of us.
Amen.
Because as we judge,
yes.
That's how we're judged.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Yes.
God said so.
Yes, Lord.
How do you judge, brother? That God is supreme.
Yes.
He's worthy to be praised.
Yes.
Huh?
He is worthy.
We should give him our all. He deserves our all. That's what I say.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And after we've given all, then
Amen.
We can say, I've just given you what's
Amen.
Yours.
Yes, Lord.
You wicked folk that hold back. It belonged to God. You belong. Everything belonged to God. Oh, David understood. He said, man, when I give you this stuff, he said, I'm going to say all that I've given you is thine.
Hallelujah.
Now, we shouldn't poke one another
Amen.
Except under love and to good works.
Amen.
And if somebody poke us, we shouldn't be easily provoked.
Amen.
So it's got to work both ways.
Amen.
You know, some of us, folk look at us and we are upset.
Amen.
They didn't look at me right. Come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to his name.
What a mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
I'm just standing in defense of the gospel.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about what you say about me. Huh? I'm concerned about what you say about the one I represent. Huh? He's my life. I have no life of my own.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That's not my doing. That's my testimony.
Yes, Lord.
There's a difference. My boast is in Jesus Christ. He has made me whole. He put fire in my soul.
Yes.
Yeah, I fear him.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Oh, yes, Lord.
Huh? I will not fear what man should do unto me.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
If my God can't help me, where do I stand?
Amen.
Praise your name.
He promised that he would help me. Said he'd never leave me. Said he'd never forsake me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thou art with me. Hallelujah. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Now, you all understand I'm not speaking as a man. If you don't understand, you have not the Spirit of God. What else can I say? The Spirit bears witness with our spirit. We are the children of God. If children, then we're heirs of God. Yeah, God's not taken from us. He's given us his all, even himself. How? Come on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Don't let the devil tell you. Don't believe him. Why would God steal from you? Come on.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
There is one that steals from you. Leave him alone. He'll have you high and dry. He'll move you away from the faith. You won't walk in the fear of God. You better leave that thief alone. Leave the thief alone. Hallelujah. I mean, God tells us. Your adversary is the devil. The thief cometh not but for. The only reason he come is to steal, kill, and to destroy. And when we come to God's presence, we come into his presence, and our desire is not to seek him, then we're working for the devil. He's stealing from us. Yeah, he's working destruction. Absolutely. It's not the truth. Our truth makes you free. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we must run knowing that only one's going to win the prize. I see. Where do you find in the scripture? Know ye not that many run in a race, but only one win the prize? So don't show up nonchalant. Don't show up with a wandering mind. Run, because only one's going to win. You want to win, don't you? That's how you need to run. Don't say so-and-so is nonchalant. I'm going to be nonchalant. You want to win? Only one's going to win. Not the nonchalant. Not the disobedient.
God.
The scripture said we should run to obtain.
Amen.
All right? Because the only one's going to win the race.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Only one.
Yes, Lord.
So run that you may obtain.
Yes, Lord.
Otherwise, you may run in vain.
Right.
Okay.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
So work out your own salvation.
Yes.
How?
Yes.
I see. Well, we come to that again, huh?
Yes.
Fear and trembling, huh?
Yes.
Is there a place for mocking the preacher in that?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Well. Thank you, Brother Gino. Gino said, not at all. I like it when y'all talk back like that. That's right. He said, not at all.
Not at all.
Amen. Hallelujah. There's no place for the devil.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
No. He's a liar.
Yes.
Murderer.
Yes.
A thief.
Amen.
A destroyer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, help me, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So I'm remembering the account that Brother Stier gave about them fine dogs that a man had, and the old a rich man that had them, you know, stopped the train and, you know, let the old dogs run. And they got after a rabbit. And the man said, He's not going to catch that rabbit. Oh, them fine dogs. Fine dogs. You ain't nothing like them. Ain't going to catch that rabbit. That dog came back about 3 days later, all worn out and tired. No rabbit. Y'all know that. Come on, Makia. Right. Right. Y'all see the difference? Huh? That take away the rabbit wasn't nonchalant. No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. His mind wasn't wandering. He had a focus. Yes, pray. Yeah, he wasn't distracted. Somebody say amen. He was earnestly contending. He was striving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's how we need to run. That's how we need to run. Otherwise, we'll be destroyed by the destroyer. Because he is a destroyer. God made him to be. And God, whatever God does, he does it good. All right? Hallelujah. You know, we've all watched sports and competitions. And you can tell the ones that show up to win. Even if they don't win, you know they showed up. Others show up just to make a showing. Just to show off their uniforms. Just to impress their girlfriends. But some come to win. Some come. You can tell the difference. You can tell the difference. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. So us showing up is not good. Not just showing up. No. We have to be in this fight to win it. Paul said, I don't fight to beat the air. I don't fight like that. No. I let my punches land square. Absolutely. I hit that devil square in the face. Absolutely. Hallelujah. He said, I keep this body under subjection. Yeah, because I'm fighting a good fight. Laying hold on eternal life. Hallelujah. Now, I suppose after I'm done, you'll be convinced not to be nonchalant, huh? Not except God help you. Huh? You'll be waiting for an opportunity when I can bend somebody's ear again. Y'all know what bend somebody's ear means? That means when you get a chance to do your little talking, we need to be careful. Huh? With what we speak. It's not that which goes into the mouth that defiles us. It's that which comes out of the mouth. Huh? Evil speaking is evil speaking. Huh? Let there be no evil speaking. No. Speak that which is right. Let your speech be with grace. Season with salt. Season with salt. Hallelujah. You can talk about anything as long as it's seasoned with salt. Yes, you can. Hallelujah. And likewise, you can talk about anything and it not be seasoned with. Just because you read out of scripture don't mean it's seasoned with salt. You know, it's just common for men to hold the truth of God in unrighteousness. Yeah, that means no salt, no understanding. No submission. No surrender. Yeah, we are God's people. We're trying to find a way around this submission. First of all, we want from the depths of our heart acknowledge that it's right. If we say, yeah, I should do it, I'm just so wicked and need help, that's one thing. But for us to maintain, no, I shouldn't do it. Huh? That's very wicked. Hallelujah. Huh? It is the power of God. It's the mind of Christ, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made of himself of no reputation. And being found in the form of a man, well, he humbled himself. He became obedient even to the death. He didn't say, no, that's far enough. That's far enough. He went a little farther. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. All right. We'll have to stop drawing the lines of God's commandment. Well, I'll do this, God. I'll do that, but oh, I can't do that, God. Huh? I see. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we should learn. If we ever obey God and it done us good, then if we obey him, it'll always do us good. We're slow learners, though. Absolutely. If he ever forsook you, then he'll forsake you. But if he never forsaken you, then I guess we can trust him. Huh? Tis so sweet. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, Danielle. Oh, thank you, Lord. That's why we have grace. That we might have faith. That we might trust him. Huh? That's what we do. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I guess we want a contractor. God's already gave us a contract. Y'all know that? Okay. I guess we can believe him then, huh? 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. See, it takes grace. So again, he's given us grace that we might have faith, that we might trust him. Oh, for grace to trust him more. Hallelujah. Grace, grace, God's grace. Hallelujah. Grace to pardon and cleanse within. Grace. Grace, God's grace. Greater than all my sin. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I see they're rubbing their chins while they look at me this morning. What meaneth that, huh? What meaneth this, brother? Huh? Praise the Lord, Brother David. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Lord. I'm going to be done. Just a little while. Hallelujah. Supposedly, when they put you on the jury so you can judge your peers, and when the judge sat on the bench so that he can judge the people, they're supposed to do it objectively. How about that? Of course, they never get it done. It's impossible. Really, it is. Try it and see. To some degree. Hallelujah, but, you know, it'll slip up on you and you won't even know that you've done it. Thank you, Lord. That means you just, you know, call it like it is, no matter what you think. No matter how it affects you. See? That's why sometimes judges recuse themselves. Because, you know, it's evident that if it's their mother, then they'll probably be a little biased. You know that. And if they didn't recuse themselves, the defense would say, hey, come on. Right. Oh, his mother stole my stuff and he'd get to be the judge. We can't have that. He's probably biased. He'd probably win the case too. So y'all understand what I'm saying about objective. So again, I'm going to compare it with submission. They're sort of elect. All right. Thank you, Lord. Objectively, when you look at some object, you take yourself out of it. Or what is submission? Now, when you take yourself out of it. That's why righteous man love instructions. He don't mind righteous rulership. In fact, if he's going to do something, he does something specifically to take his will out of it. This is submission. Uh-huh. See? I'm telling the truth. No, that our submission is, well, you know, I got these reservations, and when the authority does it this way, then I'll say yeah, and when the authority does it that way, that's not submission.
Right. Amen. Amen.
That's delusion. About that. Huh? Yeah, that's falsehood. That's lies. Absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. See? Oh, God. Well, the reason, I guess, God helps me is I believe this. Well, I ain't going to believe that. Well, then you can't be helped. You know, that's what I can say. I know some of y'all say, well, that's right, you crazy. I don't think like that. Then God can't help you.
Amen.
Huh? Praise the Lord. Yeah, he's a very present help. Huh? You have to receive his help. Huh? That means you have to believe him. You have to receive him as God. That means you don't challenge his decision. You don't challenge his purpose. You don't challenge his method. You say, thou art God. Hallelujah. Although he slay me, yet will I trust him. Huh? I have grace to have faith that I might trust him. And we just don't want to honestly admit that the reason we don't submit is because we don't trust God. No, we do trust in our own wisdom, but that's no good. Because that's what we hold to. Come on.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
I'm not going to trust in no man. No, not me. Don't you know you're a man? Don't lie to yourself then. Don't you know you're a man? Well, maybe you're just not going to trust in that man. Well, that's real wisdom, huh? I'll trust in this man. Ah, aren't we a bunch of fools? Y'all say amen. Hallelujah. What we think is wise when we trust this man. Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Today is Sunday, first of the week, last day of the month. Boys, year's about half gone. Almost. Summer is not. Some say it's already here. Praise the Lord. The world is in turmoil. Earthquakes, droughts, floods and fires and you name it. All sorts of things. But it don't move too many folk. Sometimes people talk like, well, yeah, you know, maybe God's doing this to get them back. That don't move folk. Absolutely not. No, 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 no. God have to get in your heart. Then he'll move you. Huh? All the things that we see don't really move us. In fact, they should help us, but we won't even let them help us. Because the things are going on, just like God said, we read it in the book, we've been warned, then it should help us in that matter. But just the fearful sights in themselves won't move men toward God.
Amen.
And if there's a moving toward God in you, you shouldn't resist it.
Amen.
No, you shouldn't mock the preacher.
Amen.
You shouldn't disdain the brother.
Amen.
No, there's a move of God in you. You shouldn't resist
Amen.
It.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise
that wouldn't be wise.
Amen.
Fear God.
Yes.
Keep his commandment.
Yes.
This is the whole duty of man. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. The Lord said that he would gather his people. Said he would restore. So we're hoping that. Said he would come again. I will come again. We're hoping that. Hallelujah. So we prepare ourselves for his coming. That's what we say. Now we are here under the premise of being God's people, preparing ourselves for his return. If you're not here for that, you might as well leave. Of course, we're here and we say that, but, you know, we operate otherwise.
Right.
That's called unfaithful.
Amen.
That's called foolish.
Yes.
And deadly.
Yes.
And nevertheless, if God don't help us, we'll be found therein. As long as we know that.
Yes, Lord.
We'll be carried about with every wind of doctrine.
Right.
You know, if somebody's to blame for this, not me. If pastor didn't preach so mean, I'd do right. See?
Thank you, Lord.
Y'all never say it like that? Where you at, Gino? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, help me, Lord.
Thank you.
You know, we're if we can find somebody to blame, then we feel like we're justified. Don't we?
Yeah, thank
you, Lord. That's just not true, though.
Amen.
If you admit that you're to blame, You can be justified. You can be justified. There's no way that God can justify you when you say Terry's to blame. He can justify Terry, but not you. Y'all don't believe it like that, huh? Why are we always looking for somebody, looking for our neighbor's Halton? Huh? We'll look for somebody that don't have car keys so we can keep our, keep their car keys so we can keep ours. Oh, you preach too plain. I try to. I won't take the credit. God helps me. Hallelujah. God helps me. He's a very present help. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. I thought we'd get a lot of rain yesterday, but God didn't see fit to send it. There's chances of rain today, but not as great as yesterday. But God can do what he wants to do. We pray for the rain. Huh? We pray for him to come and rain. Hallelujah. Even now we pray for him to rain in our hearts. Thank you, Lord. So we love one another with a pure heart. Fervently. Above all, we have fervent charity among ourselves. Why? Because it covers the multitude of sin. Is that necessary? Hallelujah. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Lord. The just Lord is in the midst thereof. He will not do iniquity. Every morning doth he bring his judgment to light. He faileth not. But the unjust knoweth no shame.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I've cut off the nations. Their towers are desolate. I made their streets waste. That none passeth by. Their cities are destroyed. So that there is no man. There is none inhabitant. I said, surely thou wilt fear me. I said, surely thou wilt fear me. Thou wilt receive instruction so their dwelling should not be cut off. Howsoever I punished them, but they rose early and corrupted all their doings. This is God's report. So I laid nations desolate, how people desolate, how you know, they ran off and they departed from the faith. Huh? Surely they will fear me. Surely they will receive instruction. Surely they won't show up in the dining hall with bad spirit and mock the preacher and mock one another. Surely they won't. Surely they will fear me. Surely they will receive instruction. Howsoever, they rose up early. And they corrupted all their doings. Huh?
Hallelujah.
Oh, help me, Jesus. Therefore, wait ye upon me, saith the Lord, until the day that I rise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nations. that I may assemble the kingdoms to pour upon them mine indignation, even all my fierce anger. For all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. For then will I turn to a people of a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of the Lord, to serve him with one consent. To serve him with one consent. Hallelujah. In that day shalt thou not be ashamed for all thy doings wherein thou hast transgressed against me. Well, then will I take away out of the midst of thee them that rejoice in thy pride. And thou shalt no more be haughty. Thou shalt no more be haughty. Help us, Lord, because of my holy mountain. I will also leave in the midst of thee an afflicted and poor people, and they shall trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. They shall trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. They shall trust in the name of the Lord. The remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity, nor speak lies. Neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth. For they shall feed and lie down. None shall make them afraid. Sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Hallelujah. Be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away thy judgments. He hath cast out thine enemy. The King of Israel, even the Lord, is in the midst of thee. Hallelujah. In that day it shall be said in Jerusalem, fear thou not, and to Zion let not thine hands be slack. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Hallelujah. I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly who are of thee, to whom the reproach of it was a burden. Behold, at that time I will undo all that afflict thee. I will save her that halted and gather her that was driven out. And I will get them praise and fame in every nation where they have been put to shame. And at that time I will bring you again, even in the time that I gather you, I will make you a name and a praise among all the people of the earth. When I turn back your captivity before your eyes, saith the Lord. Glory, glory. Oh, praise the Lord. Glory. Open thy doors, O Lebanon, that the fire may devour thy cedars. How, fir tree, for the cedar is fallen, because the mighty are spoiled. A voice of the roaring of young lions for the pride of Jordan is spoiled. Praise the Lord. The watchman shall lift up the voice. The watchman shall lift up the voice. With the voice together they shall sing. For they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring again Zion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Break forth into joy. Sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord hath comforted his people. He hath redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. He hath redeemed us. Hallelujah. When our burden of sin was high, he redeemed us. When our soul was condemned to die, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Help us, Lord. Oh, for you shall go out with haste, nor go by flight, for the Lord will go before you. And the God of Israel shall be your reward. word. Hallelujah. Oh God, in those days and in that time, saith the Lord, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah together. Going and weeping, they shall go and seek the Lord, their God. They shall ask the way to Zion. Help us, Jesus, with their faces thitherward, saying, come and let us join ourselves to the Lord in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten. Hallelujah, Jeremiah 50, verse 6, say, my people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. Return. Hallelujah. All that found them have devoured them, and their adversaries said, we offend not, because they have sinned against the Lord, the habitation of justice, even the Lord, the hope of their fathers. Amen. Jeremiah 50, verse 17, Israel is a scattered sheep. The lions have driven him away. First the king of Assyria hath devoured him, and last this Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, hath broken his bones. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will punish the king of Babylon and his land, as I punished the king of Assyria. And I will bring Israel again to his habitation. And he shall feed on Carmel and Bashan. And his soul shall be satisfied upon Mount Ephraim and Gilead. Is there a bomb in Gilead? Oh, thank you, Lord. In those days and in that time, saith the Lord, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none. The sins of Judah, and they shall not be found. Hallelujah. For I will pardon them. Hallelujah. Whom I reserve, I will pardon them. Glory. Oh. Ezekiel 34, and they were scattered because there is no shepherd. And they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherds search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock. Therefore, shepherds, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their head, and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves anymore. Well, I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them. Hallelujah. Well, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep out and seek them out. Hallelujah. As a shepherd searcheth out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep. And will deliver them out of all the places where they have been scattered in the cloud and darkened day. Hallelujah. There's a good shepherd talking. Hallelujah. That great shepherd's talking to us. Yes, I will gather. Praise God. I will bring them out from among the people and gather them from the countries. And will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the river and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie down in a good fold, and in fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I will feed my flock saith the Lord. I will cause them to lie down. I will seek that which was lost and bring again that which was driven away. Hallelujah. I'll bind up that which was broken. I'll strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God. Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. I was in darkness. I couldn't find my way. Jesus shined the light and turned it into day. Wherein he loved me, he gave the victory. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, grievous wolves have gone out. Nevertheless, the good shepherd said, I'm on the case. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, y'all notice how the scriptures say he will require the flock at the shepherd's. Y'all understand that? Now, we think, well, nobody's going to watch. That's not what the scriptures say. That's how we act. I don't have to listen to anybody. I don't have to regard any authority. I'm my own authority because I got the Holy Ghost and I've seen visions and I have revelations. See? Boy, I preach good. I'm boasting on the Lord. Hallelujah. Huh? That's just not how it's done. No. Hallelujah. The word talks about the chief shepherd. All right. Well, they're under shepherds. Huh? It says when the chief shepherd comes. All right. He but until then. Huh? Well, we'll have to submit to somebody. See? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Of course, that's against us, isn't it? Oh, yeah. We can't do our own will, Pastor, right? Hallelujah. We've got eyes to see, ears to hear. And wisdom is when you can understand the end. Y'all understand that? That means we don't have to be deceived and distracted and go down every little pathway. By wisdom, we can say, no, that won't lead the right way. That's what wisdom is. But, you know, we can say, well, you know, I got a right or you. But that's not wisdom. You should ask somebody, say, where does that path go? Then you won't have to go. Huh? Y'all understand what I'm saying? We just follow the shepherd. He goeth before the sheep. He goeth before. And he said, come on, Sherry. Come on back here. He calleth them by name. His sheep know his voice. Hey, they follow not the stranger. Hallelujah. Oh, but the sheep must be led. God fixed it that way. They ain't going to make it by themselves. They won't be renegade. Gotta break away from the shepherd. We'll find our own way. Won't be done. Hallelujah. Let us kick out the traces. We'll find our own way. Separate from them God's people. We'll work out our own righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Lord. Oh, we got to come to the conclusion today. Yeah, what we need to do is just, you know, look on things and receive instruction. The devil's got more lies than we have time to sort out. We don't have time to sort them all. No, we don't. No, no, no. We have the spirit of truth to say that they're alive.
Amen. That's right. Huh?
So we don't open them up and look into them.
Amen.
He's got enough ways to keep us occupied.
Yes, Lord.
But they won't lead to life.
Amen.
Hmm? Peace or joy or none of that stuff. We won't find no satisfaction. Hallelujah. I'm telling you the truth. And people that like to do shopping and whatever, devil, he'll take them and let them go shopping. You know that, don't you? Hey, try this out. Hey, look at this. Huh? Salvation without submission. Hey, look at this. Salvation without tribulation. Hey, look at this one. Try this one out. See? Y'all better believe me this morning. Hallelujah. And of course, these things are subtle. What God said about the serpent was he was more subtle. That means he'll look you right in the eye and talk nice to you while he's still in front. That's subtle. That's how subtle it is. Huh? Hey, friend, how you doing? And he's picking your pocket. That's how subtle he is. Huh? Absolutely. He said, yeah. Oh, he's my friend. Pastor Rice, he's my enemy. See? Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Hallelujah.
Huh?
I'm your friend. Yeah, because I'm a friend of God. I'm your brother. Our Father in heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, the devil will distract us until it's too late. Absolutely. How do men get moved away from the faith? Come on. I mean, come on here. If you get a witness that God is God, then how do you get moved away from that? Huh? Help me, Lord. I'm going to find one here. Then I'm going to come to a conclusion in Jesus' name. Y'all know the Lord helped me. Hallelujah. Y'all know I have to fight to enter in every day. But I can't do it on my own. The Lord just helps me. He's a very present help. Come to help you. Hallelujah. I'm going to find the one where God declares that we are his witnesses. Since it's in the book, it must be true. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I've called thee by name. Thou art mine. Hallelujah. I have declared and I have saved and I have shewed when there was no strange God among you. See? And that's how God, when all of our gods have failed, you know, our understanding has failed and our wisdom has failed, then we can seek to the Lord. He'll help us. But long as we got our own wisdom, we got our own help, we can't get none from God. We'll swear on a stack of Bibles, look what my remedy did. Well, look what I got with the works of my own hands. Huh? Look what my mechanical ability got me. Look what my culinary skills got me. Huh? We won't give God the glory. Huh? We won't give God the glory. Huh? But after our cakes fall, yeah, and our crust gets tough, huh? And we try to fix something, can't fix, then we can get some help from God. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Nobody ever had a cake to fall?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. Then you can trust God now.
Yes, Lord.
Huh? My mother-in-law would throw them away. She said, I don't want nobody to see that thing. How about that? Some of the best cakes I've eaten, they've fallen. Absolutely. Nice and moist. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. I'm going to read this. We're going to finish up. Oh, it says here, I, even I, am the Lord. Beside me, there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved. I have shewed when there was no strange God among you. And therefore, ye are my witnesses. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Hallelujah. Yea, before the day was, I am he. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who will let it? Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake I have sent to Babylon and have brought down all the nobles and the Chaldeans whose cries in the ship. Hallelujah. I am the Lord, the Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. All right? Hallelujah. So we are his witnesses. Glory, glory. Now we want to be found faithful in that. So that we may hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. Enter thou to the joy of the Lord. Enter thou into the kingdom prepared for you. You've been faithful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Certainly our God is faithful. So that we can hold fast the profession of our faith. Amen. Without wavering. Amen. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. The words of the wise are as goads and as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. And further by these, my son, be admonished of making many books, there is no end. And much study is a weariness of the flesh. What's the end of it? Well, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
Hallelujah.
Fear God. Keep his commandments. This is the whole duty of man.
Amen.
Amen. Lord bless you. The Lord is coming. Brother Edward, will you pray for us? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help me, Lord Jesus. Father, Father, thank you, Heavenly Father God. Thank you for giving Pastor Rice again, Lord God. Thank you that his heart is indicting a good matter.
Yes, Lord.
The fear of the Lord. My God, you brought to my mind all throughout the book, Lord. All throughout the book, you emphasize the fear of the Lord. Moses moved with fear. And it wasn't because it wasn't love, it wasn't the revelations, though he had the revelation. And he had the fear. I mean, he had the love, but he was moved by fear. And that fear caused him to obey.
Thank you, Lord.
And Abraham as well, when he raised up that knife to slay his boy, his only boy, God, you stopped him, and you said, now I know that you fear me.
Amen.
These were not men, Father God, that because they had some revelation, thought that they didn't need to obey. They submitted. They obeyed authority.
Amen.
And it was out of fear of God that they obeyed that authority, Lord. And even Jesus Christ himself, even Jesus, it was heard and that he feared.
Truth, Lord.
So the fear of the Lord, just as you said, is clean.
Hallelujah.
And it endures forever. God, and you brought that to me this morning. It endureth forever. And I said, my God, yes, so does your mercy. Your mercy endures forever as well. But the fear of the Lord endures forever. And the man of God this morning brought to our remembrance how other men of God, who was right here, good men of God.
Absolutely, brother.
They moved away. They were drawn away from the faith because they lost the fear of God. And Heavenly Father, that's something to cause us to fear, because it's not something to boast in.
Amen.
Because my God, I look at that and I say, my God, who then can be saved? I look at them and I know me.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Father. So my prayer is with the pastor, is with the body of Christ, is with the Spirit of God. Let thy fear be upon us, Lord. Let thy fear be upon us. This is no time. It never was a time. But this is no time to mock or scoff. It is, oh, Lord God. Father God, I don't know how you're going to do it or when you're going to do it, but we were told, we were warned, and God, I hope it's not me, but you will restore the fear of God on your church. And it's going to be by the death of somebody who thought to mock and scoff God by lying to the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
I don't want to be that one, Lord God, or amongst them, Lord. And I don't believe any of us want to be that. But my God, if we don't, my God, help us, Lord, to let the fear of God be upon us, Lord, and to put away this mocking, this scoffing. This is not a joke.
Amen.
God, you have come to save us. You have come to save your people from hell.
Hallelujah.
Eternal. Never ending. No reprieve. Never the opportunity to come back. Lazarus. Oh, come and give me a drop. Just a drop. Oh, let me go back, Lord, and tell my brothers don't come to this place. That's the end of a mocker and a scoffer. And one who's lost the fear of God from before their eyes. Father God, let that not be us, Lord. Help me, Jesus.
Help me, Lord.
Without your help, God, we will go right on ignoring that profound warning, ignoring the time that we're in and that we're right there where all of this is going to be brought to judgment.
Yes, Lord.
Every person, every household, and every nation.
Thank you, Lord.
That has lost the fear of God will be judged. So, Father God, may that sober us and cause us to fear, because that fear of the Lord is clean. And one thing, God, that the pastor emphasized this morning, and I pray that it will sink down deep into our hearts.
Thank you, Lord.
That fear will cause us, the fear of God will give us the wherewithal to endure.
Yes, Lord.
You said, he that endureth until the end, the same shall be saved. And the fear of the Lord is clean. It endures forever.
Amen.
So that's what will give us the wherewithal to endure. To endure all of this. All of this that we think is so grievous to us. Every day. That we think is so grievous to have to love our brothers and sisters.
God.
To have to bear their burdens, to have to forgive one another, be kind one to another, to have to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. All these things that we think is so grievous. Oh, God, your yoke is easy. Your burden is light. This is a privilege. This is easy. This is easy.
Amen.
This is easy.
Thank you, Lord.
I remember, Lord, trying to obey your word out there in a world where no faith, and no believers, and no one who had a heart seeking after God, and wondering to myself, how do I obey this? Couldn't find my way.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus shined the light.
And,
yes. That's what, now you've given us the opportunity and the privilege and the blessing to not only obey these scriptures, to obey the truth, but to see the glorious beauty and blessing of it all.
Thank you, Father.
When we walk in the truth, when we walk in the light, Father God, this is beautiful.
Hallelujah.
So, Father, help us, Lord God, if we're wondering how we're going to endure, how am I going to make it, Lord? The fear of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Endureth forever. Yeah, forever. Forever.
Thank you, Lord.
And he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. So let thy fear be upon us, Father God. Bless Pastor Rice for unburdening and emptying his soul of the burden of the Lord. God, regardless of the consequences, the kickback, the drawback, the mock, the scoff, regardless of any of that, Father, that takes you, that takes your spirit, and it takes your will, it takes the divine work of God.
Amen, brother, amen.
In a man's heart to do that. And it takes a divine work in our hearts to receive that. I receive it, Lord. I thank you for it. We receive it, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
But even having received it, we can't do it without your help.
Thank you, Lord.
Without your grace being upon us to do it. So, Lord God, we desire you. We love you because you first loved us. And we ask you to help us, Lord. Help us to fear you, Lord God, that we would stand and we won't turn back or draw back. In Jesus' name, Lord, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Edward, for praying for us. All right, we heard from Brother Nathan Belcher. He said, I'm in the halfway house now. All right, so he needs lots of grace. Need help from God because more temptation, more opportunity. But where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. Hallelujah. Also understand that we've almost finished one of the renditions of his song. I think Marie and Yoko, you too, Sherry, going to work on it. A whole bunch of them. All right, praise the Lord. I'm looking forward to it. Let's bless the Lord and bless Brother Nathan. Let's pray for him most of all. All right. All hearts and minds clear? All right. Maranatha, saints, Lord is coming.
Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Good morning, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and the body of Christ scattered abroad. As you faithfully stand fast in the place and calling that the Lord God Almighty has given unto you, and in so doing, and which you always do, magnify and glorify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You being an example unto us to enable and strengthen us, encourage us to stand fast in our place and calling. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus, come. Stand fast, Pastor Rice. Stand fast, my brother. Maranatha.